Hiram said.
This is called a Casimir engine. It is perhaps the most exquisitely constructed machine ever built by man. A machine over which we have labored for years, and yet it is less than a few hundred atomic diameters wide. You can see the shells are constructed of atoms, in fact, carbon atoms. The structure is related to the natural stable structures called buckyballs, carbon-60. You make the shells by zapping graphite with laser beams. We've loaded the engine with electric charge using cages called penning traps, electromagnetic fields. The structure is held together by powerful magnetic fields. The various shells are maintained at their closest just a few electrons diameters apart. And in those finest of gaps, a miracle happens.
Kate, tiring of Hiram's wordy boasting, quickly consulted the search engine. She learned that the Casimir effect was related to the virtual particles she had seen sparkling into and out of existence. In the narrow gap between the atomic shells, because of resonance effects, only certain types of particles would be permitted to exist. And so those gaps were emptier than empty space, and therefore less energetic. This negative energy effect could give rise, among other things, to anti-gravity. The structure's various levels were starting to spin more rapidly. Small clocks appeared around the engine's image, counting patiently down from 10 to 9, 8, 7. The sense of energy gathering was palpable.
The concentration of energy in the Casimir gaps is increasing. We're going to inject Casimir effect negative energy into the wormholes of the quantum foam. The anti-gravity effects will stabilize and enlarge the wormholes. We calculate that the probability of finding a wormhole connecting Seattle to Brisbane to acceptable accuracy is 1 in 10 million. So it will take us some 10 million attempts to locate the wormhole we want. But this is atomic machinery, and it works bloody fast. Even 100 million attempts should take less than a second. And the beauty of it is, down at the quantum level, links to any place we want already exist. All we have to do is find them.
The virtual's music was swelling to its concluding chorus. Kate stared as the Frankenstein machine beneath her feet spun madly, glowing palpably with energy. And the clocks finished their count. There was a dazzling flash. Some people cried out. When Kate could see again, the atomic machine, still spinning, was no longer alone. A silvery bead, perfectly spherical, hovered alongside it. A wormhole mouth? And the music had changed. The V-Fabs had reached the chant-like chorus of their song, but the music was distorted by a much coarser chanting that preceded the high-quality sound by a few seconds. Aside from the music, the room was utterly silent. Hiram gasped as if he had been holding his breath.
That's it. The new signal you hear is the same performance, but now piped here through the wormhole with no significant time delay. We did it. Tonight, for the first time in history, humanity is sending a signal through a stable wormhole.
Bobby leaned to Kate and said wryly, "The first time, apart from all the test runs."
Really?
Of course. You don't think he was going to leave this to chance, did you? My father's a showman, but you can't begrudge the man his moment of glory. The giant display showed Hiram was grinning.
Ladies and gentlemen, never forget what you've seen tonight. This is the start of the true communications revolution.
The applause started slowly, scattered, but rapidly rising to a thunderous climax. Kate found it impossible not to join in. I wonder where this will lead, she thought. Surely the possibilities of this new technology, based, after all, on the manipulation of space and time themselves, would not prove limited to simple data transfer. She sensed that nothing would be the same ever again. Kate's eye was caught by a splinter of light, dazzling, somewhere over her head. One of the drones was carrying an image of the rocket ship she had noticed before. It was climbing into its patch of blue-gray Central Asian sky, utterly silently. It looked